Ken, I wanted to get your take on the state police ending their association with school bus inspections and thus having school districts handle that.
Well, the take we have is the reduction in numbers from our perspective and the compromising of the safety. It's eliminating a safety system that was established for just cause. When it was established, there were issues with the compromise of bus safety. It established checks and balances that now, with the reduced numbers, will be compromised.
Well, I wonder how these inspectors get the job done with just four, cut back from 15, if they have to inspect all the buses around the state of Michigan. How does that get done?
Well, with that, originally when the system was established, there was a number of 17 positions that done, the number is in excess of 17,000 buses across the state of Michigan. With that, there currently was 13 that were occupied. We're into the new fiscal year. When I met with the state police, they indicated, and I asked that simple question to the parties that we met with, and the answer to that question is it just can't be done.
We're talking with Ken Moore, and Ken, I wanted to get your take on the suit currently against the state of Michigan to block the wage plan. I know that your union is part of that. Where does that lawsuit stand?
Are you referring to the retirement?
Correct.
The insurance benefit package?
Yes.
We consider it to be the Michigan Constitution violations. By 4 points, and then there's one U.S. Constitution violation. We have membership that are contributing to that that will not be receiving any sort of benefit.
Ken Moore is the president of the Michigan State Employees Association. You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. How many members do you have as part of the union, Ken?
We have a fluctuating rate on membership. One of our larger departments, DNRE, we have seasonals that come in, and on the high side, we're up around 4,600.
And, Ken, I wanted to get your take on Governor-elect Rick Snyder. Have you had any dialogue with the Snyder administration, and how do you think that administration is going to affect the folks that you serve?
We're looking forward to working with the new administration to come up with reasonable budget solutions in these trying times. I know Governor-elect Snyder has had an open-door policy in the past, and we're looking forward to using that policy. We're leading a force with the coalition of unions and requesting a meeting in a meet-and-greet session here as we speak. Looking forward to that to come together. MSEA has been a leader in addressing major budget issues, reasonable ethical spending, and I'm looking forward to sharing some of our ideas and proven elements that have been cost savings to the state of Michigan. We have some target areas that we'd like to suggest to the new governor-elect and look forward to maybe helping him implement those.
Yesterday on the program, we had Josh Bolger on, and he talked about ways that the administration is going to look and that state senators as well as representatives are going to look to try and cut that budget deficit, which could be above $2 billion. Is there a fear or a concern from union members, from state workers, that they could be hit again?
There's a major concern that the budget is constantly, in the last short number of years, has been balanced on the state workers. We recognize there's a myth of the element of state workers and what it used to be. It certainly is not that at this point. We're doing more with less. Our staffing levels are ridiculously small compared to the workload that and the burdens that we do as servants to the state of Michigan. We're going to be targeting the contracts with the state of Michigan and some of the unreasonableness that goes on in contracting. And a simple committee that was formed and chaired by Dylan earlier prior to the elections was taking a look into those. We're going to encourage that be continued and a quick solution to millions of dollars is a simple 5% reduction to all contracting. And if the vendors aren't willing to visit that, put the contracts back out for, let them back out for bid.
Well, Ken, thanks so much for your time. I'm sure we'll be talking with you more, especially as we get into 2011. Enjoy your day. And again, thank you.
Thank you.